For today's midday interview, Gina Gamboni visited the rehearsal of the New Horizons band at UNCW. Many people enjoy playing an instrument when they're young, but the vast majority of adults in the United States don't play an instrument, even if they learn to play one in their school days. The New Horizons band was formed to meet the needs of adults who want to dust off their instruments and play with the band again. The organization was formed in 1991 in New York. It now has over 200 member bands around the world. In Wilmington, UNCW's Director of Bands, Dr. John La Cognata, conducts this special group.
In a large rehearsal room in the UNCW Music Department, members of the New Horizons Band are gathering. Rehearsal begins shortly. At the back of the room, a percussionist is intently focused on her music while she hammers on the xylophone. Brass and woodwind players are intermittently warming up their instruments and chatting about their week. A couple of saxophone players seem to be coming to some agreement about the rhythm laid out on a sheet of music. People continue to arrive. This isn't the expected student gathering here this Monday evening. Some musicians come in with walkers or canes, and some have rolling carts to assist the transport of larger instruments. Some players look like they just got off work, while others are certainly retired. A few college students are interspersed among the group. This is definitely an intergenerational band. In the comparative quiet of his office, Dr. John La Cognata offers some insight into the formation of this unlikely collective. Dr. La Cognata became the director of bands at UNCW and the conductor of the local New Horizons band 4 years ago.
So when you got here, or actually before you even got here, did you realize the kind of activity you'd be involved in with the bands here on campus?
I had a general sense, because it's fairly standard, you know, across universities, based on, you know, the makeup of the school. This university is a little different because we don't have a football team, which means we don't have a marching band, and that's usually a part of what the band director would be doing. But I knew I would have concert bands and a pep band. I wasn't aware of the New Horizons band until I came and interviewed and saw that that was a possibility and one that I was eager to do. It's not unlike a typical community band, and I've been involved with community bands at other venues. The New Horizons affiliation was just a little different.
What's different about it?
Well, originally, you know, that New Horizons group was, you know, that 55 and over. And that's the way we inherited the program 4 years ago. Now, since then, we've kind of waived that requirement because we'd like to reach a broader cross-section of the community. And so we've got younger folks in the group, but we're still catering that New Horizons group to our older adult learners. A community group is great. It's people who are just interested in making music. With this group and with a lot of the community groups, it's people that played when they were in middle school and in high school, maybe hadn't played their instrument in a lot of years. Some of our players may be 30 years when they've gone off and had their career, and now they're retired. They're looking for some activities and some fellowship, and, you know, music has always been a passion for them, and this is just a wonderful opportunity. And I knew that that was kind of the purpose it was going to serve. And just to come in and get an idea for where the group was as far as their playing ability. And then we just have worked for 4 years and put on some very good programs. And we're real pleased with the results that we get.
Some of the band members have been participating since the beginning, 7 years ago. But every semester, new players join. The band has a full complement of instruments represented. It's composed of about 40 performers this semester. And I got to speak with a few of them at rehearsal. Many of the players started on their instrument when they were young.
What do you play in the band?
Trumpet. I just joined this year.
How long did you go without playing your instrument?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, too long. Much too long.
Much too long. And how does it feel to be in a band situation now?
I'm really enjoying it. If I can get my creaky old fingers and my tired old lips up to speed, I'll be fine.
Do you feel that you've made improvements since you joined?
Yes, I do, definitely. You know, it's great to have a reason to actually practice and do scales and work on things and have music to work on.
Had you started playing before you joined the band again, or had you just jumped into the band?
I picked it up off and on throughout the years, sometimes to play in a small ensemble as part of a play that I was doing, or sometimes just to try and see if I could get scales up to speed and things like that, and But this is the longest time I've actually played, probably since I quit playing in band in 1970.
What was that year again?
1973.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
I joined New Horizons Band because I played the clarinet up until high school, and this is something I've always wanted to do again. So I picked up a copy of Living Out Loud, and there it was in there, plain as day, and I'm just as happy as I can be that I'm playing my clarinet again.
How long did you go without playing your clarinet?
Let's just say 30 years. And I picked it up just like it was yesterday.
I'm a flute player here in New Horizons Band, and I play the piccolo, which is one of my fun instruments. I've been playing the flute for about 60 years. I really enjoy New Horizons Band because it encompasses all levels, and it makes it a lot of fun to play music, and the conductor is absolutely fabulous, and it's a wonderful outlet for music. Friendship and music, that's what it's all about.
I discovered that not all the musicians have a long history playing the instrument they play with the New Horizons Band, or even much of a history playing an instrument at all.
Well, I started playing with the band when the band started in 2007. At the time, I'd been playing trombone for about 3 years and thought I knew what I was doing, but I didn't have a clue. So I really had a lot to learn, but I've really enjoyed it. It's been one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life, and I'm just proud to have been with the band the whole time, and it's, you know, I've really grown as a musician, and I've just really enjoyed everything I've done with it.
I played the clarinet in the 6th and 7th grade and then stopped, and then found out about this band and thought I'd try it again, and didn't like it any better, so I picked up the sax, and I like that a lot better.
How long have you been playing the sax?
About 6.5 years now.
I played about 1 year before I started here. You started with the tenor sax, and this is the first year with the alto sax.
Had you played when you were younger?
No. I guess I started at 55. I just started taking some lessons, and I took lessons for about a year, and then someone saw that article in the paper that they were starting the Horizons Band, so that's when I started. So I had like almost a year's lessons prior to that. Get the experience from here to move to the big band. So it was pretty good.
I'm Jim Dovell, and I play the alto saxophone. I started playing the saxophone at age 75. I think that's the interesting part. I'm now 85. I joined the band 7 years ago, and I'm making out. I'm just barely making it, but I'm doing it. At 75, when I started, I didn't know anything about music or the saxophone. I didn't know anything. So I had to learn it all.
What gave you the gumption to do that?
I just love the saxophone. I love music, and especially the saxophone. So that's what I said. Well, I'm getting older, and I love the saxophone. I better get at it. So I jumped on it.
I was interested in learning to play. I wanted to play with a band. I've never played with a band in my life. So I found the New Horizons Band on the internet, and I always wanted to play in a large group. And my sister played clarinet, so I wanted to give it a try. She was very good. So that's the reason why I picked the clarinet. I actually went down to Finkelstein's last May, and I run into clarinet. I thought I'd just try it. And there's a gentleman that teaches here, Mike Waddell. I started taking lessons from him. I took lessons all summer, and then I told him, I said, I just don't feel prepared to play in a band, because I knew this was going to be way above my level, and he said, way above my experience level. And he said, give it a shot anyway. And it was a little daunting at first, but I'm glad that I listened to him. The sectionals were the most daunting, because, you know, you get a small group of people, and you get, you know, you can be called out in a sectional. I mean, you can't hide behind another, you know, you can't hide behind the group, so that's how it all started, though.
Dave mentions how daunting the sectionals can be. Dr. LaCagnata explains what a sectional is and how this type of rehearsal helps musicians get their chops back.
People come in at a variety of playing levels, or just you know, that newness to, I want to get back to it, and I really haven't done it in a while. And what we're able to do affiliating with the UNCW Music Department, we're able to offer sectionals. is how we break up most of our rehearsals. We'll start in a sectional. And so we'll pull the flutes and the clarinets off, and they'll be in their own area. They'll be working with one of our music majors, music education most of the time. And so we're able to kind of meet everyone at the level they are, hopefully give them some instruction, some encouragement, and get them to be more comfortable with not only playing, but the music that we're preparing. And so it's kind of that divide and conquer method. We break it apart, we work on the individual instrument issues, and then we put it together and we deal with the full ensemble issues.
Good, good. Breath, to open this up, starts with a nice fanfare. Let's breathe, let's really breathe. Get all the air in the body so that we can have nice clean attacks as we start, okay? So a lot of air, air in, air through. Beginning. I'll give you a nice good prep and we breathe and we go.
You know, logo is what you can do, you know, is good enough for what we're doing. And that's all it's about, is come, make an effort, come to rehearsals. We don't turn people away. We're happy to include everyone who's got experience on the instruments and just want to get back into it.
This is Gina Gamboni for WHQR.
The New Horizons Band is performing with the UNCW Wind Symphony on Tuesday, April 29th at Keenan Auditorium in a performance called Made in America. The show features traditional American music. To find out more about the show, or if you're thinking about dusting off your own instrument, visit newhorizonsbandwilmington.org.